The story by numbers is a bleak one. 60 million people are currently displaced worldwide. That's compared to 38 million 10 years ago, when that figure was actually on the decline. Meantime, every day, more than 42,000 people are displaced globally. That's up from 11,000 in 2010. And 15 new conflicts have broken out or reignited in the past 5 years, with none of the existing conflicts having been resolved. UNHCR High Commissioner Antonio Guterres says that when contemplating such staggering figures, it would seem the world can no longer turn a blind eye to the plight of the displaced.
After the dramatic events on the beaches and borders of Europe this summer, nobody is now able to ignore a refugee crisis that had been simmering for so long while others weren't watching. And it is a shame that it had to come to this, but it's not a surprise.
Mr. Guterres told UNHCR's executive committee that despite the dire state of affairs, his agency expects to receive just 47% of its funding requirements this year. He said that similar cuts in humanitarian assistance have actually exacerbated the crisis.
When a few months ago the World Food Program was forced by lack of funding to cut their assistance by 30%, this made many refugees find that the international community could be starting to abandon them. And as a result, more and more people have embarked on the desperate journey to Europe, despite the enormous risks and costs this entails.
Mr. Guterres says that although the vast majority of people on the run worldwide are fleeing conflict and persecution, there are a number of other pressing issues forcing people to leave their homes.
People are also increasingly being forced to abandon their homes as a result of the interaction between the effects of population growth, food and energy insecurity, as well as water scarcity, with climate change, the key defining problem of our times, clearly accelerating all other trends.
Mr. Guterres said that the 2016 World Humanitarian Summit will be an important mile marker in the international effort to address the needs of refugees worldwide. He hopes the summit will promote better accountability and identify solutions to protracted refugee situations. Veronica Reeves, United Nations.